I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all.
This is Talk with John, Saturdays from 3 to 5 Mountain Time, 4 to 6 Central. You can tune in here and join me on Talk with John on Republic Broadcasting. It's my privilege to be here. So I've been here since the end of June, a little over a year now, it's been a great ride. Let me give out the phones. We're going to have open lines, 512-248-8252, 512-248-8252. Then, in case you're minute challenged, not able to pay for it, you still have a rotary phone, 800-313-9443. Then, great way to interact with me also, whether it be during the show or after the show, is through Twitter. My Twitter handle is TalkWithJohn1. That's TalkWithJohn1. And going to look forward to chatting with you folks today. Next week, I'm going to have a guest, and I may even have the full 2 hours with guests. But let's get back to Larry. Larry, so I asked you this question. I said, you believe in the conspiracy theory that there were no, that Joe Biden won the Electoral College straight up, that there was no voter fraud and no fraudulent counting of the votes. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So, and you called Mike Lindell an idiot, and this is where I totally have to disagree with you. In order to be worth hundreds of millions of dollars, let alone billions, they may be very intelligently evil, but I've yet to come across one that's an idiot. Now, I will make this caveat. If they inherited it from their parents, they could be idiots. But Mike Lindell made his. Now, you said he's a crackhead. Well, you know, he admits, he was a crackhead. But the bottom line is, he can't be doing a ton of crack right now to turn things around. So let me get there's three headlines that I have. I've got three stories lined up right now. And I was going to get to these stories right before your call. So, first story. Evidence uncovered that election county clerk in New Mexico falsified pre-election machine certification records. Is that a little bit of possible evidence of fraud?
Oh, there's tons and tons and tons of allegations of possible fraud. And when Trump was elected, there were tons and tons of allegations of fraud, you know.
And one of them, that's what I wanted to get to the most, is Hillary Clinton talked about there being voter fraud with the Russians. Well, didn't it come out in congressional hearings that all of those were false?
Yeah, and people who looked at these allegations about people who looked at the allegations of fraud in the last election, they all go nowhere. There's no proof.
Okay, so what do you mean it's gone nowhere? People have, okay, you say, let's be specific here. You said people have looked at and there is no evidence. Who's people that have looked at it? Has Congress held congressional hearings on this? No, they haven't.
There's no reason for congressional hearings. Everybody knows Joe Biden won the last election.
Okay.
Donald Trump won the previous presidential election.
Okay, so you said people say, who's the people with authority and knowledge to be able to say that? Who say? Because I just read you the headline of a story of an election, a county election clerk in New Mexico falsifying machines. Here's another headline.
Who wrote that story?
Joe Biden will be impeached and the 2020 election results in Wisconsin and Arizona will be decertified. Okay? There's people presenting this evidence. Now, here's another one. Third story. El Paso. And then this is not like I already had these stories pulled up already before you even called in. El Paso, Colorado, team to file lawsuit at 8 a.m. in El Paso County, Colorado, calling on the sheriff to act detaining voting machines for forensic audit. Sheriff Mack joined me. You had 2,000 mules.
You just read an article saying that the last election results are going to be overturned. And if you believe that, you should have your head examined.
Larry, I agree with you there. I agree with you there. I don't think the election results will be overturned. I agree with you on that one. It won't happen. It's not going to happen.
Right.
I think it should, but for you to say that there is no evidence, there is more than a ton of evidence. In fact, so Hillary Clinton, the one that said that the Russians were involved, she actually was the one that was paid money for the yellow cake to get millions and millions of dollars worth of goods sent over to Russia. She paid for P-Gate.
Yeah.
Okay,
it's baloney.
She falsified evidence. So the bottom line is, I'm sorry, Larry. My point is, there is plenty of pieces of evidence. There is yet to be one body that's taken a look at it, legal authority body that's been willing to take it. And the reason why is because we're controlled, Larry. I'm going to let you have the last, I'll give you 20 seconds to make a comment, and then I need to get on to other callers.
Conspiracy theories are okay, but they get out of hand at a certain point where people are just continue to make allegations. On the show before yours today, some guy was on saying, if you don't change your status, the government's going to take all your money from your retirement accounts and your checking and savings accounts if you don't contact him to change your... I wish that's the most ridiculous bunch of nonsense. I wish they'd bring Deanna Spingola's show back on.
Larry, I'm not going to let you defame another host that's not here to defend themselves. I have no knowledge of what you're speaking of directly. I don't know what show you're talking about. And I'm sorry, I can't let you go on there. You called in about election fraud. So the bottom line is, I've got to cut you off there. Sorry. Now, are you sure your name's not Russ? Larry? Okay, all right. Sam, let him go. All right, let's get to Mike in Kentucky. That was actually kind of fun. I don't know about you folks, but I had a good time with that because I loved it when he said there's no evidence. And I had three stories lined up. All right, Mike in Kentucky, what's on your mind?
Hello?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, sir. What's on your mind?
Okay, I didn't mean to talk over top of you. I think we've got a little lag going on. Over.
What's on your mind, sir?
I'm on a copper line, but what you're referencing there with rotary dial, I think is all the rotary dial phones are gone now. But there are people that have like the basic minimum $35-$40 a month local only phones that can't call without a calling card or something.
Right.
There are people that still have those on a fixed income. So, yeah, they need the 800 number. I think there's a guy on this network, Alan, on Sunday morning that actually still has a landline out in the middle of nowhere. But anyway, there's all these loose ends that have never been tied up, and they looked totally legitimate, like the SolarWinds security suite software for the Dominion voting machines was hacked. The FBI and the another agency, the Cyber Information Security, CISPA, or whatever agency that is, they both went into the headquarters on, like, December the 18th, waiting until the elections were pretty much certified, I think, before they went in on there. And that Monday, one of the security researchers said that the malware that had polluted these login credentials was harvesting passwords and who knows what else. That was still downloadable from their bleeping web page. That even after they went into their headquarters there, I think in, I can't remember, was it Houston or Dallas, Texas? You remember that story? Security software hacked?
I actually remember a few stories saying that software was hacked. So it wasn't just one. It was, I've heard several stories in multiple states.
Well, that one was a big one because it was a security suite and the logo. People took screenshots of the logo of the company on the login screen for Dominion voting machines software. So, I mean, that's a big smoking gun there. And they waited until December the 18th to go in there and look at it. But whatever happened to it? It just disappears off the radar screen. The FBI closes the file. I mean, once the Electoral College votes and the election is certified, it becomes, what, a moot point. And there were all these legal tricks pulled on every time Trump's supporters had a case of fraud, the courts would say, oh, you don't have any standing. So they didn't get it in the courts.
So, Mike, I want to double down on what you're saying right now. If I remember correctly, there were 64 cases that went before a judge. And out of 63 of them were denied just on standing. So the court never even heard it.
Exactly.
Now, I'm going to give supposition. Now, I don't know about you. I consider myself a Christian. I have a belief system. My understanding is someday we will,
know the truth.
After Christ comes, all the truth will be revealed. Everything will be revealed.
All things will be brought to your remembrance, I think is what you're getting at.
Well,
the scripture.
Well, there's things that I do that will be brought to my remembrance, but the history of the world will be revealed, correct? And everybody will know of everybody's sins, and we will know of these actions. And my supposition is that a number of these judges were told, now, not every single one of them, I don't believe every one of them were, just because they're controlled idiots. They see what everybody else is doing, and they go, well, I can't do anything different. But there were a number of them were given phone calls and said, just deny it on standing. There was one that they actually looked into a little information and it was passed over. The bottom line is when Donald Trump called up the Georgia, I want to say it was Lieutenant Governor. I can't remember.
That's what I was going to bring up.
When he called in and said, hey, can you just find a few thousand votes? It's all we need. What I think he was referencing is the suitcases of ballots that were pulled out after all of the Republicans were sent home. All the Republican counters were sent home because, quote unquote, there was this big old pipe water main that was broken, so everybody needed to go home. And then they pulled out that machine and ran all those ballots through the machine. The bottom line is there's tons of evidence that something really fishy happened, but there is yet to be anybody that's really looked into it really well. Maricopa County, whatever
Georgia
happened
election,
with that?
There was a special election for two seats, I think. I can't remember if they were senators or representatives that occurred.
I believe it was senators.
In that late December, early January time frame. And the Georgia Committee of Elections, I've got the video up on one of my platforms over at Utah Gun Exchange, and you can find this where they're interviewing a computer expert. A committee member has
Mike,
to beg for the
Mike,
time.
Are you bringing up Utah Gun Exchange?
There's Wi-Fi active on the voting machines, and it's not supposed to be. So that's an easy way to grab those packets, do packet substitution, and modify the results before they get to the Secretary of State and the media. It's an easy way to do.
About, Are you talking about Utah Gun Exchange on here?
What?
Are you talking about Utah Gun Exchange on these airwaves?
I guess, because somebody showed it to me, and I use it to back up a lot of stuff that I'm afraid is going to disappear.
Did you put it on UGE-tube? U-G-E tube?
Yes, UGE-tube, and it won't show it unless you're logged in, but it's under my name. I think the account name is UGE-tube/TV10Moorhead.
Well,
and I've got a whole collection of these videos.
I just find it interesting. Sam Robinson, the owner of Utah Gun Exchange, happens to be a very good friend of mine, and he, I think, is going to become a very good friend of all of ours here at Republic Broadcasting Network here pretty quickly.
It'd be nice if he'd fix it to where the content was viewable. If I share those links to people that aren't on Utah Gun Exchange YouTube, they have to log in and get an account to see it, I think, because I've tried to share that and post that out, and it'll work for me because I'm a member, but it won't work for anybody else, so it makes it hard to share out on social media because the link just takes you to their generic landing page, which I know they need to get more people logged in and support that, but it'd be nice if you could see the content, and I think it would help promote the platform. You know, you don't have to be logged in on YouTube to share a link out on social media and have it work and have the video play. So I had that gripe with Brighteon. Brighteon pulled the rug out from underneath of me a couple of times with Mike Adams. One time wasn't their fault, but twice was. But the judge, I think, pulled all their stuff down. But
I'll have to look into the YouTube because when I get on YouTube, for those of you out there, that's Utah. UGE-tube just stands for the letters U-G-E, tube.
Yep.
Like Umbrella, Gram, Echo, then tube.com. Now, when I go to look for videos, I'm able to find videos when I go on there. I'm able to find videos just looking things up, so that surprises me that you have to be logged in to see that yours specifically.
For my account, I don't know. Maybe I'm not got the right status on the platform as a premium account or something. But yeah, my links that I share sometimes I've went back and checked. They go to their generic landing page, so you don't necessarily it doesn't necessarily share well.
So
unless somebody has an account and they're logged in,
why did you? So you and I,
because it's very easy to import links, and I was worried when all that stuff was coming down in the fall of 2019 or whenever they started deleting a bunch of people off of YouTube. I created this account because a buddy showed me how easy it was to import stuff. You can grab stuff that's not even yours and import the link and have it where you can find it. And where I did a local cable access station, I was showing all that. I was showing this guy griping to the Georgia Election Committee about how there's Wi-Fi active on these voting machines. It's not supposed to be. And it's not to get in the machine to hack it. It's to hack the election results by grabbing the packets as they come out of the machine to be transmitted to the Secretary of State and simultaneously to the media. You can do packet modification. You can change the data. You can delay the data, and you can make changes to it. And the only way to find that would be to go back and audit that machine or the machines in that particular precinct. So you can do packet substitution and change the election results that get reported by the media. I think that happened with our Kentucky governor's race, and you can see it on the media. If you go back and look at Governor Beshear's election, there were three identical vote flippings that occurred on the graphics on the television. And as one graphic, frame by frame, you go through it, it changed the vote totals three times, and that turns out to be the exact amount that he beat
Mike,
the previous
that's
governor.
Music break. We need to go to break. Hold on.
Yeah.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch.
Let's get back to Mike in Kentucky. Mike, you were cut off before the break. Well, you were cut off because of the break.
Yeah, for our bills.
Yeah, hey, our valuable advertisers, right? We value them greatly. That's what allows us to be here. And so,
buy things from the store, man. Buy things from RBN store doesn't get advertised much, but I bought a Berkey like black filter, and that has been a godsend. I bought it before Fukushima. And I've had to replace the filters maybe twice. I can't remember, but it's great. You know, I think it's contributed to the health of my family and household. So look for anything like that. I mean, I think I saw the radios on there. There's a few of them that might be worth getting, you know, shortwave radios, hand crank radios for when the power's out. Go check that stuff out. And that's another way to support.
Let me ask you this. If you could buy bullets through RBN, would you want to do that?
I like to do as much as I can off the grid so they don't know what I've got.
Okay.
You know, I recommend, you know, if you're buying stuff like that, try to go to maybe pawn shops or somewhere where you don't have to use a credit card. I was at a Rural King, I think, and I had somebody call up a buddy that was kind of a gun dealer, because they had a whole crate of tracer bullets, and I missed up on the price. I mean, I was like, oh, It was way more than I thought it was. It was like $1,180 for a whole crate of them. But this guy was like, I think a BATF made him get a different license because he was brokering so many guns. You know, he worked at a pawn shop and was doing stuff on the side, you know.
Well, and,
there's ways to do it off the grid where you get somebody else to buy it, and then you get a, you know, you pay them a portion of it. Go in on a crate with somebody. But
well,
there's ways to do it.
We may find ways that you'll be able to buy some ammunition here on the the website, RBN website, not too long from now. We're working on it. So
well, anybody, and you know, you say he's your good friend, the guy that runs our Utah Gun Exchange. Anybody and everybody wants to go get an account there. You can drag all of your content off of YouTube or any link where you can just copy the link, and it automatically drags the description in there. You can change the description, and you can preserve content on Utah Gun Exchange that you're afraid it's going to disappear. And that's why I put all the videos up. I've got like 3 pages of videos on there. They don't get a huge amount of views, you know, 150 to 300 views, but I've got the content, and that's what it was useful for me to be able to find this stuff on the election, because I lived through it. You know, I was trying to cover this when it happened, the election fraud. And for that guy, the previous guy, just go to my YouTube and start looking at all those videos that have been ignored. Of course, I'm heavily into the Snowden leaks. I think the government's totally in a panic because they realize how ungovernable we are. Is they're listening to all our phones and looking at all the web pages that we look at. I mean, all the spying.
And that's why they have to get the firearms. That's why they have to get the firearms.
Well, they're trying to keep us at each other and deny stuff that's right in front of your face. But now I understand people don't comprehend how hackable these computers are. But you just, I mean, look at the Julian Assange stuff. And he did the responsible thing by saying, you know, going to these companies first and saying, hey, you know, your Siemens valve controllers are hackable. Wi-Fi modems, they've been compromised with malware. Are you going to do anything about it? You know, and nobody, unless you were following the Julian Assange links, like, and I'm speaking specifically of Cherry Blossom, which was a flytrap Wi-Fi connections all over this country, and then you logged into a fake coffee shop Wi-Fi, you took the contagion home to your own home Wi-Fi. And anybody could do that. You give some kid that your son's friend the Wi-Fi password at home, and he's gone down to the coffee shop or the hospital, logs into a fake Wi-Fi modem that's a clone of the actual one. The malware gets injected into his device. He brings it to your home. So look up Cherry Blossom and just see how much of our lives were compromised from that. Julian Assange tried to blow the whistle on that, and that was right before he got arrested. But the thing that got me was Linksys, and this kind of works back to the SolarWinds hack, which I tried to bring up. The Linksys routers, going all the way back to 2007, I think, they no longer supported them. But within 9 days of that story hitting mainstream, so-called mainstream news, Linksys announced that they have a fix. They have a firmware fix. You just need to log into our webpage, and we will update the firmware, even for stuff they didn't support anymore, which tells you what? They were in on it. They already had this. They knew the flaw that was injected by the CIA or the intelligence community. They had a workaround for when this got discovered and was actually for sale on the dark web. So you think our machines are any less vulnerable? Of course they're vulnerable.
Oh, especially they're absolutely vulnerable. Mike, I want to say thank you for your time. I appreciate it, man.
All right, bye-bye.
We got a few more stories after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, in trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Public Broadcasting Network, this is Talk with John here on Republic Broadcasting. I also have a show on K-Talk Radio where those of you that listened to the first hour heard me chatting with Richard Mack. Hopefully, Saturday the 7th, I believe, we can get him on Saturday, August 7th. He has said he intends to join me. So next Saturday, hopefully we'll be able to get him here to talk about election fraud. Okay, so here is a story that I think is in the Gateway Pundit, and I think it's one of the best stories that need to be shared It actually needs to become something that's part of the American dialogue. Everyone knows about Jeffrey Epstein. And then they have also, and everyone knows Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. The question is he dead or was he killed? That one I'm not sure on. But if you had a question about his death, you're out of luck because the video cameras weren't working that day. Everyone knows that Epstein and his partner, Ghislaine Maxwell, were degenerate villains who groomed and trafficked young girls to be used and abused by Epstein, his clients, and friends. This is, oh boy. There we go. Sorry, my computer just went a little weird on me. Epstein famously died by suicide before he could go to trial. However, Ghislaine Maxwell was convicted of sex trafficking minors in December of 2021. No less than 23 women testified in court that Epstein's trafficked and abused them. Four specifically testified they were abused by Maxwell as well. But here's the kicker. And this is one of the keys. And I think I've mentioned this before. And I love that the Gateway Pundit has actually done this. But even today, the identities of Epstein's sex clients remain totally unknown. Now, the flight logs have been put out, the FAA flight logs have been put out, and those are starting to be scrubbed. Stunningly, though, now that's my comment, stunningly, back to the story, stunningly, no media outlet in the country has petitioned the court to unseal the identities of the Epstein's clients. Where are you, New York Times? Where are you, CNN? And where are you, Fox News? This further from the article. It's almost like corporate media is protecting the disgusting sexual abuser simply because the victims alleged Epstein's clients considered too powerful or of powerful businessmen, politicians, former presidents and prime ministers, and other world leaders. So, today, the Gateway Pundit is charging this. Gateway Pundit lawyers, along with GP, General Counsel, filed a motion to intervene in the Maxwell case in United States District Court for the District of New York. They asked the court to unseal all records identifying Epstein's sex clients. And the Davos global elitists don't want their own to be exposed. They're fighting to unmask the sicko Epstein clients. Could prove to be an epic and costly battle. So they're asking for donations to do it. I'm going to even go one step further. I would be surprised if top people in CNN, MSNBC, Fox, ABC, and CBS, if the very top people up there weren't Epstein's clients. We need that list. We need that information, and it should be made known public. It's being hidden because, well, we know Bill Clinton's on that list. We know Bill Gates is on that list. We know that Prince Andrew's on that list. Who else is on that list? On the flight logs, I've heard tell There are many people on those flight logs, multiple times. Makes you wonder. Even Donald Trump was on there. Now, I'm going to believe Donald Trump wasn't involved in it. I really do. Because we also know that he was the only one in Florida that was willing to work with a prosecutor to take him to court. He gave up a ton of evidence and a ton of information about Epstein. All right, two more articles that are very similar. And I probably am not going to go into detail on this because we have another caller. There is an unusual amount of military activity in the South China Sea as tensions flare up prior to Nancy Pelosi's planned visit to Taiwan. So, here's a great question. Will General Milley tip them off? Well, kind of already has in a way. The USS Ronald Reagan is running exercises in the South China Seas. China reportedly launched off military drills off Taiwan. U.S. warplanes flying low near Taiwan. So the question is, why is this happening? Interesting with President Xi. President Biden talked to him. A Chinese official recently warned the U.S. about Nancy Pelosi going over there. Now, let me get to another piece along those lines. China threatens down to shoot Pelosi's plane. So, that was the headline. Here's the story. A Chinese Communist Party propagandist on Friday said House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's plane may be shot down if she makes a stop in Taiwan. We would all be so blessed. I mean, oh my gosh, did those words. I mean, we would all feel that would be terrible, horrible. Pelosi on Friday departed from Asia. However, a stop in Taiwan is still uncertain due to China's threats. Are we going to let China push us around? House Speaker Nancy Pelosi plans to depart Friday for a tour of Asia, though whether she stops in Taiwan remains uncertain. A person familiar with plans said Pelosi's troop includes stops in Japan, South Korea, Malaysia, and with Singapore and U.S. allies in the region. But a drop-off in self-governing Taiwan was still only tentative as China issues warnings about the House Speaker making a possible visit, and the U.S.-China relations are at a low point right now. Pelosi is bringing a delegation of fellow lawmakers on the visit. She has refused to answer reporters' inquiries about her plans, saying on Wednesday, in response to a question about a potential Taiwan visit, I never talk about my travel. It's a danger to me. Bottom line is, Nancy Pelosi, please go on that trip. Maybe you can fly on a drone aircraft that you're the only passenger and they just happen to fly it over Taiwanese airspace. That wouldn't be a bad thing. All right, let's get to some callers. Let's start off with I've got two callers right now. Wayne in Texas, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, John. Thanks for taking the call. And the reason I was calling was I was listening earlier when you were talking to Mike about the possible vote fraud. And I just wanted to bring up a few more details, too. And one big one that jumped out at me was Antrim County, Michigan, if you recall that. That's a small county in the northern part of Michigan. The Dominion counting machines had Biden winning by 65% to 35%, but the people in that county raised so much hell, they did a hand count, and the hand count was able to prove that actually it shifted 7,000 votes over to Trump's favor. plus the hand count produced an extra 3,400 votes that the Dominion machine did not include in their figures. So this is just one small county in Michigan, so can you imagine what would have happened if there had been a push to do this in all, you know, in many other counties that were questionable in Michigan? And in fact, in that video, Absolute Proof, that Mike Lindell did, he interviewed an attorney out of Michigan called Michael DiPerno. And DiPerno came out and said that the Michigan Attorney General threatened any attorney that went to work for Trump, trying to overturn any of the results in the campaign. So that's the kind of backroom pressure that was going on that nobody really heard about. But again, to me, the key was the 7,000 votes shifting in one small county. So there's no doubt Trump won Michigan. It's just a matter of there was no push to get anything really done. And along those lines, there was also a contractor that worked for Dominion in the Wayne County results, and her name was Melissa Corona. And she put an affidavit under penalty of perjury that she actually witnessed thousands of votes for Biden only. You know, if you remember that one.
Yes.
So this other guy could call Mike Lindell all kinds of names, but in a short period of time, that guy did a video, that Absolute Proof. He brought on cyber experts and everything that were able to, they could see in real time what was going on. So, you know, it's no doubt, you know, there was actual fraud here. Then you bring the Georgia thing into it, and you see on video where they ran a batch of votes through, got the pile together, and ran them through again. What the hell do you call that?
So, yeah, I brought up the Georgia. Let's not forget the guy that was the truck driver for the post office, that his trailer disappeared.
Exactly.
Another one that the driver opened up the back and found a bunch of filled out ballots when he went from one state to, I want to say it was from New York to Pennsylvania. I mean, there is more than just a little, you know, it's more than just a little bit of smoke. There is tons of smoke over that hill.
Oh, exactly.
We just
and
don't
I tell
see
you,
the fire.
John, here's where the real crime is the crime involves the Republican Party leadership either being so incompetent they didn't know what was going on or they were in on it. Because how could Zuckerberg spend $400 million in all these key areas, you know, Philadelphia and Wayne County, Michigan and Wisconsin, spending hundreds of millions of dollars, and they weren't aware of what was going on? And I'm talking about that Rona McDaniel, McCarthy, McConnell, the rest of those jokers.
Well,
there's no doubt in my mind they were in on it.
I don't know if you've heard me say this, but who benefited the most from January 6th? It wasn't Nancy Pelosi. It wasn't Chuck Schumer. It wasn't Joe Biden. It was Mitch McConnell. He was the one that actually got the most from January 6th happening. All right.
Exactly. Yeah, and just one thing, too, there's going to be a repeat. I mean, they've had 2 years to get this whole election fraud figured out, and so with these midterms, there's no slam dunk here. And I think there should be a lot of people that should be really raising a lot of hell as to what the Republican Party is going to do to make sure these same tactics don't happen again.
Wayne, great point, but here's my supposition. I think is there going to be fraud again this time? Yes. But I think they're going to let the Republicans take the Senate. I think they're going to let the Republicans take the House. Because if both those things don't happen, there will be people losing their minds. And I think the evidence will be just overwhelming at that point. All right.
I want to challenge this Larry character, too. Hey, Joker, why don't you call in and talk to Roger Sales tomorrow?
Wait, brother. Okay. I don't want people to attack one another directly. I'm fine with you attacking me. It's totally cool because I'm not that smart. You're smarter than I am, Wayne. But I don't want us cross-firing at one another. Does that make sense?
Can I attack you then and you attack Larry?
You can attack me all you want to.
Okay. I'll let you go, John. Thank you.
Wayne, take care, brother. Have a good one.
Okay.
All right. Let's get to Laura in Michigan. And let's skip this break, Sam. Laura in Michigan, you there?
Oh, the first is thing, Rana, who's running the Republican Party, her maiden name is Romney. Don't forget about that. So anyway, why I called.
Yes, well pointed out.
I wanted to add more mist to the mystery of Ghislaine Maxwell. Now, 30 years ago, before Ivana Trump, before she was married to Donald, that was 30 years ago, she was a pal with Ghislaine. And she even helped procure girls. Anyway, now flash forward to what just happened last month or so. They found her dead, but they said her torso, she was all bruised up. I'm throwing out this theory. I think somebody thought that Ghislaine may have given Ivana the dead man switch with the names and stuff. And somebody was either trying to get it or get rid of her or whatever. And they beat Ivana up and then threw her down the stairs. I think there's just more to that story.
My understanding is, if I remember correctly, I remember hearing something that Donald Trump even questioned what happened, because there wasn't bruising on her head. It was just bruising down on her lower body. So,
would you tell you somebody was trying to beat her up, trying to get some information out of her?
It seemed fishy. All right, Laura, thank you for your call. Really appreciate it.
Okay.
Truck driver Ray, what's on your mind? Truck driver Ray in Utah, what's on your mind?
Hey, John. Listen, when it comes to voter fraud, elections should never have been certified. The Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, the House has total control over election laws. And when the governor and the attorney general decided to mail out ballots, they did not have the authority to do that. And the whole election in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania should have been thrown out. That was an illegal election right there. And then also all the mailboxes that Zuckerberg paid in those seven swing states. At the post office, the chain of custody is supposed to be through the post office. And when you have, you know, drop boxes that isn't even part of you know, the legal post office, how can you say the chain of custody, all those should have been thrown out for an illegal, you know, process of handling the election?
Well, I'm going to say,
so I've
got
there.
Well, the bottom line is, what do we trust more, these drop boxes or the post office, where mail gets lost all the time? I don't know which I trust less. The bottom line is, this is something that we've kicked around many times before. What we need to do is just go to hand-counted ballots. If you can't...
Yes.
I think ID. About the founders. I think about the founders.
ID in person. ID in person, hand-counted ballots. No machines.
Truck driver Ray, well said. Thanks for your call. Appreciate you being there, brother. Take care.
Thank you, sir. You bet. Bye.
This is something that has gone through my mind more than once. I get sick and tired of hearing people talk about, well, it's inconvenient, it was written by a bunch of old white men, and blah, 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 blah. It's an inconvenient day. We need to spread it over periods of time. I think about my former, my ancestors, in order to that lived up in the in New England, that lived in lived here in Utah. They had to hitch up the wagon. They had to jump on their horse to go into town. Sometimes it was a 30-minute, multiple-hour trek into town to be able to vote. They were willing to do it in the winter, in snowstorms, in the cold. They're willing to do it. We need to find a way. We need to find a way. And if you work for a company that won't allow you time to go vote on that one day of the year, you need to find another company to work for. So, bottom line, it needs to be done in person. Truck Drivers Ray is totally correct. You need to show your ID. If the person, one of the poll watchers, doesn't know you personally, now, every single time, so the last two voting cycles, I have not been able to go to the local school where I would typically go to. Every single time, my entire life, from the age of 17, I was able to vote in the primaries because I turned 18 before the elections. At 17, every single time I went to one of those polls, I had someone that was a poll watcher that knew me personally and greeted me. I'd have to show them my ID because they knew me personally, but I'd still be happy to share my ID. You have to show it when you go fly on an airplane. It's not as sacred as you have to show your ID if you're going to buy alcohol, cigarettes, tobacco. Got to show your ID then. It's an absolute joke. So, Truck Driver Ray, you're 100% on, right on, brother, there. Safe driving, Truck Driver Ray. FBI continues to cover up and block requests for information related to Seth Rich. Wonder why that might be. Seth Rich worked at the D.C. In Washington, or the DNC, excuse me, in Washington, D.C. in 2016. He was reportedly a Bernie supporter. After DNC emails were released to WikiLeaks, Seth Rich was mysteriously murdered. To this day, we still do not have good information on Seth Rich's murder. He was shot in the back twice in the early morning near his home. He died later in the hospital. Police records of the event have the event as a robbery, and yet Rich's phone, wallet, and personal items were with him when the police arrived. Some people suspect Rich was the source of the emails that went to WikiLeaks before the 2016 elections related to Hillary and her corrupt allegations over many years. These emails were ignored by the corrupt mainstream media, but were shared on the social media site at the time. We need to uncover truth. Have a good Sabbath tomorrow. Sam, thanks for your help. God bless all of you. Take care.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.